You're listening to Leila Najma's Hip Philosophy. Hip Philosophy is a weekly podcast of provocative original articles about living the belly dance life for belly dancers who want more than just moves and combinations. Now, here's Hip Philosophy with voiceover by Barbara Marville Kelly.
Introducing yourself to the world. The past weekend was really a joy because I did a combination mother-daughter and professional photo shoot with photographer extraordinaire Michael L. Miller and his beautiful wife, Tish. The best part was seeing my 16-year-old daughter, Savannah, before the camera, holding her own and seeing a glimpse of the woman she is about to become. She is starting to leave her mark on the world. And it became evident to me that she will be a force to be reckoned with. Her foundation is strong, so she is off to a good start. Our funny moment of the day was Savannah's dog, Rocky, who came with us to be photographed. She growled the whole time she was being positioned on a box used as a prop. It was hysterical to see her Doberman Red heeler personality come out complaining about being photographed. I, on the other hand, agreed to be part of a project that Michael is doing called Women of a Certain Age, and actually did some of the photos partially nude. It was very liberating to just let go and not worry about what was showing or worry about what I needed to hide. Michael is inviting many women to come in to be photographed, dressed or undressed, women's choice, to be a part of this special project. So if any New Mexicans or those of you close by who wish to be a part of Michael's project, contact him at mlmiller@ninepoint.com. Yesterday's photo shoot got me interested in looking into what the typical belly dance photo was like, especially in today's market. So today, as I surfed the internet looking at dancers' photographs, I realized that the belly dance image, the feminine archetype of this dance, is not only recognizable by our costume, but by the typical poses most dancers use. I have to say, I saw many beautiful photographs, but after a while, they all looked the same, and they didn't really tell me anything about the dancer outside of belly dance. I say this is because we are not all belly dancers 24/7. Okay, some of us might be in the belly dance mind zone most of the time, but there are other things that we do that make us who we are. For instance, I sent in an article to Chronicles Belly Dance Magazine for their next issue that has a few things in it about belly dance, but it's really about my studying with Native Americans, going on vision quests and talking about the teachings and symbology of the teepee. Chronicles accepted it, partially, I think, because it was different from the normal articles I write, but also because it shows other aspects to me that make me who I am other than just a belly dancer. I'm indefinable because there is so much to my learning process that I haven't discovered yet, and because there are so many paths to travel that can lead to other interests. When I danced for Salima Ikram and Aidan Dodson here in New Mexico, two of the most distinguished Egyptologists in their field, the Egyptologist in me went bonkers. So obviously my alternate ego is, you guessed it, an Egyptologist in the field looking for none other than Cleopatra's tomb. Since I am not an Egyptologist yet, I have found that being a member of ARS was a close second to being the real deal. So as you can see, my love of Egypt isn't just belly dance. But now I'm getting away from myself. What I am trying to say is that your photographs say so much to the world about you are, who you are. And if there isn't something that makes you a little different, well, then your photos and website won't be as distinguishable from everybody else's. You have to let people know that you are a vibrant woman and that you encompass so much of life along with diverse interests that in some ways may parallel belly dance but can stand on their own too. So this means your photos show the world they are looking at a woman who has a vast array of interests, desires, and personalities. I'll give you some examples of some of the photo shoots that I have done. I tapped into my Cleopatra femme fatale personation and found that we all have a little Cleopatra in us. I found mine. Number one, body painted and photographed in the sand dunes south of Albuquerque as Anaxunamum. It's a standalone as one of my most favorite photo shoots because the day was just beautiful and I felt like a goddess. Number two, photographed with Timberwolves, Raven, and Forest at the Wild Spirit Wolf Sanctuary. The photograph was none other than Michael. It was Michael, this great photographer. It was the initiation of a lifetime. Working with animals is a joy besides stress beyond belief. I was exhausted, but for all the right reasons. Number three, photographed in the Badlands of New Mexico with coral, amber, and turquoise necklaces as the focal point for Native American jewelry. The great part of this photo shoot was the necklaces were covering my breasts and nothing more. It was very liberating and to me more sensual than any costume bra or beaded top. I had on an elk belly dance skirt that a medicine woman made for me that has a piece of tiger eye in it and a prayer she sewed into the skirt. I feel her prayer every time I wear my skirt. Number four, body painted as an Egyptian warrioress, ready for battle. I had hieroglyphs painted down my arms and legs. Egypt was alive and well in me that day. Plus, I had a fake sword, but a sword nonetheless that kept getting me into trouble called too much imagination. Number five, my feather fantasy photo shoot was inspired by a handmade peacock costume and feather headdress. This was more of a belly dance theme, but I had the costume and the headdress made to my taste. I also did Greek poses with only my veil as a cover. Again, this was very liberating with a twist of the turn of the century Vogue look into the photos. Number six, I had a group photo shoot done with some of my students representing New Mexico in all her glory. This meant that everyone brought in the colors of the sunset, landscape, and diverse cultures of people living side by side. So we did a melting pot of feathers, corsets, gypsy skirts, and painted faces. In the end, Michael did a marvelous job of capturing all of us and all of our personalities. Number seven, one of my all-time favorite photo shoots was taken with my Clydesdale mare, Molly, in my Native American wedding dress. It was a time in my life when I was actually living in a gypsy wagon and teepee at the same time. In the same photo shoot, I was photographed as Molly in my gypsy skirt, and she died shortly after. So I am to this day grateful I did the photo shoot with her. Number eight, one of my first photo shoots was the world-renowned photographer Richard Byrd, who photographed presidents, diplomats, movie stars, and major rock bands. I was photographed behind one of my face veils that I brought back from Mahdi, a suburb of Cairo. The suppression I felt wearing the face veil can be seen in the photos. So as you can see, I'm not just a belly dancer, but a cowgirl, a medicine woman, lover of wolves, gypsy, Egyptologist, enthusiast, horse lover, and woman advocate. I want you to see all of me in my photos so that when you take classes with me, you know a little bit about the woman standing before you. In the end, we are all standing side by side, living life, if not together, at least on video or in our photos. Give people a little more than just a dance pose. Give them a window into the woman that is in the photograph, who is so much more and indefinable. In the end, most people will remember the woman who told them a story instead of a woman that conceals her life in an average pose.
You've been listening to the Hip Philosophy weekly belly dance podcast by Layla Najma with voiceover by the wonderful Barbara Marville Kelly. For free beginning belly dance instructional videos and free intermediate belly dance instructional videos, go to Layla-Najma.com. And don't forget to check out Layla's great book on Amazon.com called The Divine Unrest. It's entertaining. It's very, very well written, lyrically written, and very informative as well, too. And I guarantee you that you're going to love it. So until next time, we'll talk to you soon and have a great day.